hard place in a skunk ravine. You're hanging out with the guys. Strap on in, honey. It's time to die. Welcome to Skunk Ravine. Get ready to die.
I got a rock tumbler loaded up in the garage, ready to fucking go. I just need to get a new seal for it.
Oh, man.
Wait, are we rolling?
I have.
Are we just going to start?
Yeah.
Are you gonna say hi?
Yeah. Go ahead and introduce.
I don't know.
Hello.
Skunk Ravine. This is Alex.
I'm Nick.
That's Nicholas.
And I'm Devin.
And we got
Devin.
We got
our guest star, Devin.
Yay, Devin. In the house. We got him here. We finally trapped him. Actually, got his ass here.
I took a chapter out of one of my books on man trapping.
He got me good.
Send it to him.
I did.
Send it that way.
He learned well.
Trapped him with minimal damage to the legs.
Yeah. No, I used the net. I didn't use the leg snare.
Get the net.
Get the net. We gotta have him good for the podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him. Mission accomplished. We can finally stop doing this podcast after this episode.
Yeah.
The episode to end all episodes.
Yeah, let's get that shit done.
And we're out.
Anyway, see you next time.
That was fun.
I know Devin wanted to do the longest episode ever, but we're going to do the shortest.
Yeah.
We're going to do the longest and the shortest.
Or I'll just I'll just upload like 80,000 parts.
It's the only way. Yeah, just re-loop it.
Yeah.
But like,
I won't
in
chop it into
ways.
Like minutes. I'm going to go through and chop it.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a two-part.
One's going to be 15 seconds. One's going to be a minute. One's going to be 30 seconds. And they're all going to have the intros on. Beginning.
Oh, yeah, you have to.
We're going to have to shoot rat round in the basement.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we're going to have to shoot some shit.
You want to shoot a 22 in the basement?
Fuck yeah. I want to shoot a 22 in the house. Who doesn't?
Yes.
It's only one each, though.
Only one.
Yeah, dude.
They're rare.
Rare rounds.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I know what you're talking about.
Rare rat rounds.
Rare rounds.
Is it like a snapper thing, like a little pen?
No, it's a...
Do you know what I'm talking about, though?
I know what you're talking about.
Oh, dude, I don't have a James Bond pen. I have my grandpa's. It shoots like...
And what, you just hold it?
And you didn't bring it?
It's like a... Dude, I know. I should have
just told you we can shoot.
I
should have
brought my pen.
Oh my god!
I'm sorry, I forgot to bring my pen gun.
Oh no, I've been wanting to try this.
My
thing
bad.
Out.
I forgot my spy weapons.
It was my grandpa's, and like it was. It was from I think when he worked at the Cook Nuclear Plant. I'm good.
I'm all right.
He
you
always
finish
had,
that up. You
he had a
more
bunch of shit from like when he worked at the Cook Nuclear Plant.
Did you get that Derringer?
What?
Did you get that Derringer? That.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah! I got that.
You do?
Yep, it's at the house right now.
What is that? A little 22?
Yep.
Yeah,
it's a double shooter.
Cool.
Maybe.
Okay, we'll talk about that.
Oh, maybe Tracy.
Alex needs something when he's out turning tricks.
Yeah. I'm getting desperate nowadays. Okay, Devin, you don't know.
Times is tough.
Oh, man. Yeah,
hot
just let me wipe all my fingerprints off of it first.
It's hot out here for not a pimp.
It's hot out here for the hooker. Yeah. I got time to sing it sugar-coated.
I was trying to make it sound manly, okay?
Yeah. That's why you went high-pitch. It's hard out here for a whore.
It's really hard out here.
So when I say it worked,
If that's the whore, then, like, what are the Johns, dude?
It's just the scariest lot lizard ever.
Just huge.
Just stabbing people.
Yeah. That's what they pay you for?
Just to get stabbed.
Mm-hmm.
Street cred.
I hear you stab so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Word on the street is you know how to shank.
Is it shank or shiv?
I like shit.
Oh.
I think it's both.
I think shiv.
Is that the actual doing?
I don't No, no.
The shank is the tool.
Yeah, shank is the tool.
And the shiv is the motion.
The action.
Yeah, it's the action.
Okay.
To shiv or to shank?
I know. That is the question. We're getting philosophical on this episode, you guys.
We're going deep.
So just like deep. The blade.
The blade?
Just like the blade.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm. And wouldn't you get like sepsis? Because like,
there's definitely poop on my blade. Yeah,
right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
It's my everyday carry.
Like,
and
you just squat
carry.
On the yard, in the yard, on the yard.
What adjective or verb
would that be? I don't know.
You poop, right? And then you. And then you sharpen it, and then you wait the.
That's wetness for
the
whetstone.
Yeah, that's the wetstone. Yeah. You gotta eat a nice.
First you piss on the floor.
Yeah. You gotta eat grits the night before.
Yeah, then the shit.
Yeah, dude.
I'm eating handfuls of sand out in the yard. So I'm sharpening my butthole shit.
Yeah. Then your asshole becomes like a knife sharpener.
It's like, dude.
Andy, that's why you got always.
Hey man, can I use your knife sharpener?
That's gonna be 20 honey buns.
your shit sharpener.
2 packets of ramen.
Yeah. My shit sharpener.
A cook up.
Yeah, dude. I'm gonna need some salami.
Man,
I don't know if they have salami.
When I was in jail, dude, we did some awesome cookups.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I always said, when I was like, man, when I get out, I'm gonna make some awesome cookups. And then I get out, and I'm like, why the fuck would I do that?
These
like, why
horrible,
the fuck would I
yeah.
make jail food when I'm like, should it eat real food? Like,
it's because when you're in jail, that's like way better. Right? And. Plus, there's nothing else to do.
Yeah,
it's a
treat. Well, no, that's why I got in trustee, dude, because I was going mad. It was just like, I had to get the fuck out of there, dude.
They wouldn't let me ever do trustee.
No? Oh,
yeah,
they were
punching a cop.
Oh,
I didn't
punch
him.
No, you kicked him in the nuts.
I kicked him in the groin, is what it said.
I kicked him in his flesh, his fleshy patch.
Hey. He ruined my guitar solo.
Yeah, dude. Fuck with my boy when he's in the middle of a,
man, in the middle of recording.
Middle of
we
a,
should go find my cages.
Of a jam sesh.
If I found the, did I tell you I found my gauge? Right.
What gauge?
I lost one of my gauges.
Oh.
I was just gonna.
I was like, yeah, like what gauge?
Do you know what's in Alex's ears?
No.
Alex,
say it.
Alex figured this out the other day.
No, I didn't.
Someone else said it to me.
35 years old, and they were like, hey, what's that? What do you call those in your ears? And I was like, plugs. And he was like, nah, what else do they call them? And I was like, gauges.
Yeah.
And he was like, so you got gauges in your ears? Yeah. It took me a second.
Yeah.
And then I was like, he knew what he was doing. Oh, that was gold.
Yeah. That's what that word is.
I can't. They were black, too.
Think of how many times you said gauges.
So I had big black gauges in my ears.
Now you can't go back.
No. There's no going back.
No. No.
Yeah. But anyway, I found some gauges. No.
Behind your ear?
No. Well, I can't say gauges because there was only one. No.
Gauge?
I found a gauges. I don't know.
What?
Like, that doesn't even make sense.
That's a lot of gauges.
Gauge.
But anyway, I was working, doing... what?
Stepping over there giggling, like, gauges.
Dude, I found, like, a 1 in a million fucking find the other day, and it was a fucking gauge that I lost last year during fall cleanup.
Oh, you found it on, like, working?
Yeah.
That's badass.
What?
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Like, you know those stainless steel ones that, like, weigh a bunch?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one fell out. And I thought the sucker machine, like, I was like, that thing's gone. But apparently leaf blowers aren't, apparently it's so heavy a leaf blower can't even blow it across the yard. Yeah. And I thought it was like a CR2032 battery or whatever for like a old school.
You want to know how I know you can? You got keychains in your ears.
See? Isn't it good?
It's so
dude,
good.
Dude, I'm going to use it for the rest of my life,
God,
dude.
It's so good.
Dude, you better say that to somebody.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Like, he thought I was going to be mad or something. But, like, that was amazing.
No, yeah, absolutely.
35 years of my life, and nobody has ever I've never heard that. Like, he should go on like a plaque or something. Like, he needs a shirt made.
We could make a documentary.
We should make a Skunk Ravine.
Who figured it out first?
Skunk Ravine Gages shirt.
Just
for
him. Hole.
Just for him.
Just a big hole.
Yeah.
Just his gages on it.
Yeah.
Gages.
Yeah. I get it.
What about I love gages?
But yeah, dude. What are the odds that I find?
I heart gages.
Yeah. And then you gotta be like, say it.
Yeah.
Say
yeah.
It. Yeah, I bet you do.
Yeah.
For real, though, what are my the gauges. Odds that I find that?
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
I didn't know where I lost it.
Do you have it in right now?
No, I've got it. I've got it in a
It's
fucking,
somewhere safe. Don't worry about
I've it. I've got it in a, I've got it in a fucking...
You see that?
A
your
little
vagina
tiny frame.
Yeah. I had it encased in a
resin. There's a tiny light behind it.
It's encased in a resin.
It's got a fucking halo above it. And devil horns. Who knows? Is it good or evil?
That's. Speaking of gauges, the other day when we were driving to one of the places we went to, we passed a 18-wheeler. It was fucking bright yellow. And like right as we passed it, I looked over and on the door, the whole door was just... It was a Punisher skull, but it had spider legs.
Okay.
Just like,
I'm kind of following this.
It was the dumbest shit I've ever seen. Like, Punisher spider.
Dude. All right. I'm he's sorry.
Like, he's like, yeah,
custom
that's cool.
I'm not trying to talk yeah, shit on anybody,
cool.
But I
well, you
remember.
Did Punisher skulls?
Kyle Sweet. I always drove that truck around with the Punisher skull on the hood.
Yeah, but I mean, he probably like was into comic books.
I know that. I know. I said,
he did it before.
I said, I'm not talking shit.
He did
that's
it.
Just what
he did
it
before. It was
of.
Cool, right? He was the first one to do it.
Or absolutely. Maybe he was the trucker.
Wait, who was it again?
What a twist.
Kyle Sweet.
Kyle Sweet. Chris Kyle Sweet. Right. Oh,
the red
shit.
Truck.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Am I wrong?
No.
Well, Nick's got me over here questioning myself now.
Dude, yeah, have you guys ever told, like, new friends, like, stories about over at Ashley's house and shit? Because, like, I've been telling one of my coworkers that, he is, like, seriously, like, your doppelganger, Nick. Like, he acts just like you. He's so fucking it's so crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so I've been telling him stories about,
is
like...
Is he strong?
Let's go.
Yeah, he's strong.
I knew it.
Oh, yeah.
I knew it.
He doesn't have a mullet, but he does have, like, some luscious locks.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's a couple snips away from Gavin,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, man. I don't know.
Talk him into it.
Maybe you can.
Just...
But look at me. Yeah.
You shake the mame a little. Yeah.
But no, I don't know, man. He's just like, you guys did all this shit when you were in high school? I was like, dude.
How old is he?
The shit we did in high school? He's about our age. Like, okay. He's like 34. I don't really know.
I was going to say, man.
Oh.
Our generation really got fucked up.
Speaking of generation getting fucked up, should we talk about the hatchet?
Oh, yeah, yeah. What the hatchet?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
What happened with that? That is
what hatchet?
And how did he not get shot?
Oh,
he got tased.
Yeah.
Oh, so they did it the right way.
Yeah.
Oh, well, he's lucky.
He is white. Yeah.
Well,
I would have shot.
If he was black, he would have been shot.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, dude. We got the ringing.
So,
how did this go down? What, like?
So, he was staying at. I guess he was maybe squatting at his like grandparents' house. Okay. Obviously, they were deceased.
Yeah.
Not in the house.
Thankfully. I was like, this story is getting really fucked up.
Thankfully. Well, not that I know of, but I guess they got like some phone calls and he was going to blow up the house.
What?
And so the cops showed up and obviously made entry.
Yeah.
And he came at him with a hatchet.
What?
Yeah.
Is he not okay?
Has he ever been okay?
I don't know. I don't know.
I woke up one night to him watching me sleep.
We're all a little fucked up.
Nah, I woke up one night watching to him watching me sleep.
What? Oh, well, that's fucked up.
I'm talking like back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
Like just somewhere he shouldn't even been watching me sleep. It was creepy.
Choose your own adventure.
Please don't pour any of that on my dog.
Here. Just, yeah, not only for the dog, but for us too.
No, absolutely just for the dog.
No, that would be terrible. I'm always so paranoid, like, when I'm in the kitchen, and, like, I don't know why I just envision, like, a fucking knife falling on Benson or something. Like, it always just, oh, man, I don't know. I'm always, like, pushing my knives back, when like, on the counter and stuff.
Good, man. Wait till you get a kid in the mix.
Oh, yeah, I know, right?
The best is when you're cooking and they just stand directly behind you. Just far enough away you can't tell they're there, but close enough that you're just going to hurt them and yourself at the same time. Yep.
That's why I don't have any.
That's why. Because you don't want to trip on them in the kitchen. Yeah,
that's the only.
No, there's a lot of other reasons.
Oh, you'd be a cool dad.
I am a cool dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I get like badass.
You can just be a fucking killer uncle.
Paintings and shit. I am a killer uncle. Well, I don't kill people.
That we know.
Killer uncle.
I mean, I would kill someone for the right reason.
I'll let you guys know when I go in the basement.
And someone's uncle.
So, him, right.
I'm Uncle Killer, the Uncle Killer.
Uncle Killer. Sounds like some
weird
Metalocalypse.
Yeah,
shit.
Uncle Killer, the Uncle Killer.
Yeah.
Killer Uncle, the Uncle Killer.
Oh, I'd love to kill.
Cool Uncle Killer. Yeah.
Some people, but I also would love to not go to prison. So.
Did you finish the story of the guy getting killed by the cops or not getting killed by the cops?
Oh,
what?
I went and peed. Did you finish
the hatchet?
Oh, yeah, he's definitely going to go to prison.
Oh, for sure.
He got charged with like 5 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. And look on MLive.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's probably on MLive.
I always forget that.
Yeah, I would think something like that. Would
yeah,
be
well, you can just look up like current inmates.
Oh, well,
too,
yeah, you can see. Yeah, you can.
Oh, I saw he's been incarcerated since January. Anyway, he's been incarcerated since January, and that's the second crazy person that's like hit me up. Like, they didn't threaten me or anything. Well, no, he didn't threaten me. He was just talking a bunch of shit from like high school.
Yeah.
Like, dude.
Yeah,
how
sucks.
Old are
I don't
we
like
now?
Him.
Dude, I know. Like, dude, like fucking 20
like,
years.
Grow up.
Yeah, dude. Right?
Like, I haven't even talked to you in fucking 20 years. Like, fuck off. I don't think you heard about the whole dude getting shot behind my house.
over there in those apartments?
Yeah.
What? No, I did not hear about this.
I was just standing, like, right here.
What the fuck?
One day. And I heard two gunshots.
Yeah, and you know it.
And I was like, eh. I figured somebody
well,
was just...
yeah. Hey, I live in Benton Harbor. Yeah. You know, yeah.
And then I heard... Yeah,
same thing in Grand Rapids, you know? Like,
and then
like,
I heard, like, eight in a row, like...
oh, shit.
Like, hardcore. And I was like, okay. So I went to the back window. After I heard the first two, I went to the back. And then I heard the other eight. And then I went to the front. And seen a dude running through the fence, trying to get through the fence. And then he was trying to get a extendo clip pistol in his pocket.
Oh, yeah.
His, like, hoodie pocket. Yeah, it was a whole thing. And then I had to go to court. And
oh, because you saw it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because I answered the fucking door.
Oh, but yeah. You should have done that.
You never answer the door.
I got paid $7.50.
Oh, wow,
damn,
man.
Bro.
You got paid for your time.
Yeah.
That's all you're worth to them. Fuckers.
That's like jail
you
pay.
You bastards. You give my buddy $17.
And he didn't even buy me lunch. He said he was gonna buy me lunch.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, I've got his number.
Oh, you better get that
oh,
lunch.
Oh no,
then.
I told him. I was like, I'm gonna hit you up and you're buying me lunch.
Yeah.
No, he's a detective, he's not a cop. So
Mr. Detective.
He's got time.
Oh. Mr. Detective.
He's got time to take me to lunch.
Yeah.
I'm serving cups.
For the mayor.
Take me to lunch.
Motherfucker, you said you would take me to lunch.
I should
pay
dress,
up, bitch.
I should dress like serving
cups. Just like stalk him for a while. Be like,
I'm ready for lunch. I'm hungry. Yeah,
stalk him just so he can see you just a little bit
oh
every day.
God.
Let's go.
And then you just like chill out back. What about that lunch?
Yeah. What's going on that lunch, dude?
Yep.
You'd be like, yeah, I gotta meet you somewhere. I got information from another crime.
I should just have the baby.
It's like, you'd be at Rybell's at 7:30.
Shepherd.
Yeah.
Instead of the cat.
I'm taxing on my new dog. You gotta feed her, too.
Dogs are so much cooler than cats.
Supposed to be a police dog. But you ruined it. Because I couldn't afford lunch.
I'm so hungry.
A day in court, man.
Oh, man.
I'm so hungry.
Loco. Oh, shit.
Yeah, this is gonna be a fun one to edit down.
It's good.
Yeah.
Dude, there's been so much fucking groundwater.
Oh, yeah, dude.
It's my sump pump. My fucking basement's like.
Why
yeah,
I just hear
water.
Like.
Gloop.
Oh, yeah. Like, do you have like a Michigan basement?
Hey,
or?
I wonder if that's.
No, I've got a basement, but like.
Oh.
Ever since I put that highway in.
Oh, yeah.
It like changed the groundwater levels. Like the.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the fuck they call that shit.
Alex
water
is getting
level.
Alex
water
is getting
level,
fucked
yeah.
on every side from the government. They won't buy him lunch. They're flooding his basement.
Yeah. How bad did you guys get hit with that storm? What was it? Last week? It was last weekend, yeah. Oh, I just saw that.
Oh, I think that's just his fucking... He's got these lights out here that just keep... They're like motion.
Oh.
Lights.
But strobe out for like
strobe out. They did that last week too. Or was
sweet.
It fucking lightning? I don't know.
Yeah, right? I didn't hear no thunder.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't hear no fucking thunder. Thunder.
Thunder.
Yeah, dude, I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad to
it's
be here.
It's good to see you, buddy.
It's very good to see you. Long overdue.
Absolutely. I think your lights are twitching out, dude.
Oh, yeah. Definitely
they're going crazy, dude. Your lights, man, they're crazy, man. They're flashing and shit. Hey, your lights are so loco. Don't you know anything about my lights? They turn on during the day.
They turn on whenever, loco.
Whatever, man. They're loco.
Yes, yes. My lights are loco.
I drink my horchata.
I walk by them. Fuck eyes. And they turn on.
Your house is alive, dude.
Yeah, dude, your house, it was making a bunch of fucking noises.
It's the cabin in the hood.
And you got your dog like breathing into it. I feel like your house is snoring and just...
It's so sleepy.
It was built in 1954.
This is a home.
Yeah. 1954.
It's not tired. A house. It's tired.
It's a home.
I'd be tired if I was built in 1954.
Yeah, dude. I was built in 1987 and I'm fucking tired.
Oh, dude. Oh, yeah, man. Getting old sucks. My arthritis is so bad.
Bro, this knee and this hip.
Yeah.
What the fuck would that be?
I don't know, man.
You're a doctor.
No, I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Devin, for the sake of the argument, let's just say you are a doctor.
I don't know, dude, because I don't know.
Like, I can't even sleep on my left side.
Oh, yeah.
My right side hurts.
Probably I don't know, man. Can help for that, right?
I don't know. my whole body hurts all the time. Like, my arthritis is so bad.
Send me somewhere.
Send you somewhere?
Yeah, dude, I noticed your hands on Thanksgiving, and that's the first time I ever, like, noticed them.
Yeah, oh, yeah, dude. My hands, yeah, they look like old man hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got big hands.
Yeah. Big feet.
<Ba-pew>.
Oh, look at that.
Well, would you look at that?
Should you look at that?
Okay. I want to see how big my hand is compared to your hand now.
All right. Oh,
oh, man. Yeah, dude. You guys are huge. I got little tiny girl hands over here.
These are tiny little hands.
Oh, they're so cute. So
no, I'm always going to think about how my hands are tiny.
They're not tiny.
Damn it, my hands.
Ah, shit. You're going to be the...
Why?
My hands. You're going to make my hands look bigger.
Make my hands bigger. 15%.
Yeah. Devin.
There's a lot of lip smacking.
Maybe I should join you guys and drink a NA beer. When was the last time you guys had a beer with me?
I don't know. Shit.
Tuesday, May 18th.
I mean, I haven't seen you in, like, I don't even know how
2008. Long. 6 years. Right. Devin said it's not easy. 6 years sober.
Yeah. 6 years.
That's dope, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely would never saw myself here. You know? I always thought I was going to drink every day.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're not.
Yeah. Well, I always told myself I have my health, so, you know. And then I didn't have my health. And then so I said, fuck this.
Like, oh,
I'm
shit.
Out.
Right.
There goes
literally, I was in the hospital, you know. I was puking up blood because I had, you know, bleeding ulcers and shit. And I was, like, throwing up, like, every day for so long. And, I mean, like when it got down to it, like, I was drinking, like, a half gallon a day. Like,
right.
And, like, rum, too.
Yeah.
Fucking shitty rum, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
I drank some shitty rum. Like, Barbarossa.
Operation Barbarossa.
Oh, my God.
Heaven Hill.
Heaven Hill, yeah. Oh, yeah,
yeah. Heaven Hill.
Yeah.
Ditch in hell.
But yeah. You know what was so cool, though, is how much money I had once I stopped drinking.
Yeah, I bet.
I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, 2 fists a day.
I would get for a long time, a liter a day was what I was getting. Because I could get liters of Heaven Hill up at the store, which I lived right by a liquor store, if you guys don't remember.
Yeah.
Which was awful.
Oh, I know.
I feel like you always have.
Yeah.
Just down the block from
where we grew up. There's a store everywhere in fucking Grand Rapids, dude.
Yeah. And yeah, just like anywhere in Grand Rapids.
But no, this is like a little. This is like.
Oh, you're good, dude.
Whoa.
Dude, if something
almost.
If something doesn't spill, then it's usually not a podcast. Nick,
I just didn't want to get all wet.
Something
here.
Doesn't get spilled every single time.
That's 100% not true.
Not that kind of wet.
What?
Well,
almost every time.
Some seed usually gets spilled.
Oh.
Some gauges.
That's why I'm always. That's why I'm always taking my poop breaks.
Yeah.
I'm just in there pounding down.
Because it's on tile. Yeah. He can just wipe it off. That's
so,
what.
So this is a type of podcast I'm on. Okay.
All right, Devin. Let's talk about you shitting your pants the last time.
All right. So last time I shit my pants. And like, dude, I didn't even like.
We've already talked about our shit pants.
Absolutely. We got good shit stories.
Yeah.
I want a good shit story.
Yeah. Now it's your turn.
This is the portion of the portion of the show.
The portion of the show.
This is the portion of the show.
The portion of
dedicated
the show.
To Sally, because she loves a good shit story, and
she
can always tell a good shit story.
Oh yeah.
So let's hear
the shit
story.
The most important thing about this story is that I was so mad because I shit in my Grateful Dead, Fare Thee Well, pants I got. Like, dude, I thought they were fucked. I thought they were fucked, dude.
Poop doesn't fuck stuff.
The trick with poop is to get water on it fast.
All right.
Wash it.
So, here's the
story. Get your fingers in there and get it out of the fibers.
Here's the story. So, we go up north like to...
As a dad, I'm saying.
To this, resort, but I call it a resort, but they call it a resort, but it's really not. It's just, like, some cabins, but it's on a lake. It's like a man-made lake, and the only properties that are on the lake are this resort and, like, a couple of houses. So it's awesome. Like, going fishing, walleye fishing, oh my gosh, dude, it's phenomenal up there. Anyway, so we are, probably, I'd say, I don't know, halfway through the weekend when we go up there, and me and Lizzie are down at the bar playing darts, and I'm just like, oh man, I gotta go, and I had a rumbling,
rumbling.
And dude, I thought it was good, and so I was like, man, I'm not gonna shit in this bar, so I'm gonna go back to the house because I knew nobody was there, so I'm like, oh yeah, sweet, good shit.
Have a nice big shit,
dude. I thought it was good. I don't know what, like, something like must have like just broke. In me, like, dude, and it just like the floodgates just opened up, and I got like halfway there, and I'm like, oh my god, what the fuck is happening? And it's like
just Pantera.
Oh, and then it just like you couldn't stop. So I was holding my shorts so that it wouldn't run down and get through the house because I had to go through the house, and I went and I just jumped in the shower. And, like, this was, like, the perfect time to shit my pants. So, because nobody was around. Yes. It was, like, in the evening. Everybody's out, like, out drinking and, like, doing everything, Like, with all these other families that we
just
go
a quick
with.
Shit.
Yes. But the funny thing was, like, I was gone.
It was cleansing.
I was gone for so long. Like, I told Lizzie I was just going to go take a shit. And she comes back. She was like... I was wondering where you went. Yeah. Like, what's going on?
Well, you fully have to retrace your steps throughout the house to make sure you didn't leave any shit behind.
Yes, no, I did. I thought
you have.
I was like, please God, do not have my in-laws come in right now. Please God,
let this be a funny story to tell a couple years from now.
Oh my gosh! Yeah,
I love it.
That was the last time I shit my pants.
I love it.
Wonderful. Damn, dude. If I feel like I'm probably overdue.
I've shit like my butt cheeks, like I said.
Like, oh, where you catch it in time. Yeah, well, that's just like, sharting, you know?
Yeah, like, no, dude. See, I'm talking. Me, no, I'm this talking, was a full on.
I'm talking nah. pants, like, dude. Pants.
So the last time I've already told
it was
this
a mudslide,
story,
dude.
Devin hasn't heard this story. I was at fish camp and I woke up fully, you know, all my clothes.
Yeah.
And was half in the tent.
Yeah.
Like all my vitals were in the tent.
Yeah.
And my legs were hanging out of the tent. And I just woke up pissing and shitting.
You know what? I think I did hear the story.
Yeah.
When I was there,
I shook a turd. No, you weren't there this time.
No, I know, but I heard. I think I heard the story about it. I think Mr. Oh, okay. Owens, fucking.
Oh yeah.
Told me about it.
Yeah.
The goose. Ooh, that can's fun looking. Like a fun looking can.
Yeah, I know. Just like an alcoholic, that's what turned me on.
Yeah. Ooh.
No, like.
But what about Heaven Hill? Were you like, oh yeah?
So like honestly, like I drink an NA beer like every now and then or whatever, but they're always suck so bad that it just reminds me why I stopped drinking.
Yeah.
Like, dude, like beer now, like.
I bet they make them that way too. Like if you made a NA beer that was fucking delicious, people.
Dude,
would probably
wait till you try this one.
Like crazy. Right? Am I just going to be buying these to drink at work and shit?
Yeah, right? Cheers, fellas.
Hey, cheers, hey. Man. I love you, dude.
I love you, man. I love you guys.
Glad now you're sober.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't be here.
Yes.
Isn't that good? Is it good?
It's very light.
Yeah, but it's good. Yeah, well, I mean, because I used to love IPAs, man. I miss IPAs. But
that's not like crazy. It's not like super hoppy.
Yeah, no, this isn't. Delicious. No, yeah, it's a sour.
I was about to say,
it's a sour.
Like sour.
Yeah, you know the only thing like that I missed out on. Do you guys remember those like slushy beers?
Oh my god, yes.
That was like right after
the ones
like,
you put in the freezer, and then
yeah,
it's the, like a
yep, yes. Yep.
Were they bagged?
What?
They're hard. I have two cans. I've showed them to you. The four.
Yep.
Four. I can't think of. I always want to say 420, but it's like 450.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Brewing. Yep. I don't know. I kind of forgot all these things. So.
Well, no. they're special releases and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. No. You know. I actually still like follow
they're
them on
expensive
Instagram.
As shit.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like those big cans. Like the crop, yeah. That's like, what is this called? Oh my gosh, I worked at a brewery for
just
fucking ever. Yes. I missed out on these and I kept on seeing them on, you know, on Instagram and stuff. I had one,
so
I had one friend
good.
In Grand Rapids. He, like,
slushy style
would go hard on these and some of them
like,
just look so good.
They're just like a slushy?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never been able to drink one.
It's a slushy beer.
How do they do it without it busting the can?
I don't
damn,
know.
Damn, dude. Secrets.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Blackberry, banana, marshmallow, and strawberry.
Where the fuck do you get these? I want one of these.
Dude, they're so hard to ask. We've just look up 450 North.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Cause
on the internet? You can just get them off the internet? Fuck.
No, they're hard to find.
I keep forgetting about the internet, man. Yeah, you talk about how bad your memory is, Devin. I keep forgetting about the internet, man.
What the fuck?
I just keep forgetting about the internet.
Dang, it exists.
Yeah, you just it's right here. It's
yeah.
all around us at all times.
Always.
Just like God.
Like he hangs out in the woods. <or something. laughs>
Just like our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We got him, Alex. Welcome to Scotchy. The real reason we started this podcast was to convert Devin to,
to Judaism.
Bring you back to Jesus. Step one, get him sober 6 years ago. Step two, to buy gear.
Dude, but for real, dude, getting sober was so hard.
What?
Getting sober was so hard.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'm very grateful, though. I went to a very good rehab facility, and it was called Sanford House. And it was phenomenal. They actually taught me what was going on with my brain.
Right. Yeah.
What was going to happen? It wasn't just here. You're here. Just sober up.
Yeah.
This was like we would have classes and stuff, and it was this is what happens with your brain. Your cognitive thinking is going to come back. After so many after a year and stuff, and it was true. I mean, I don't remember my old self, but I'm pretty sure that it wasn't quite like I am today.
Yeah.
It was a little different.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear I was an asshole. I'm like, no.
Yeah, but you were a funny, lovey asshole, but an asshole.
I'm not going to lie, LSD helped me a lot when I was getting sober.
Yes. Actually, ketamine helped me a lot. Yeah, they actually suggest. No, I get infusions. I get treatments. So I go in and I get an IV, and because they did it because obviously I drank for a reason. So stemming from all of depression and anxiety and all that, and that's a whole nother battle that I had to fight as I was getting sober, and. So,
just getting sober.
Ketamine
and ketamine infusions. Ketamine infusions.
Oh yeah.
You good?
Oops.
Bro, you good? We're not here to fucking. We're just chilling.
We're here to judge.
Yeah, total judge.
Don't listen, to Alex. We're here to judge.
I felt very judged. That's why you put me in the chair, right?
Yeah. That's why you're in the hot seat.
Sit next to me, dude.
I might come over there somewhere.
Come on.
You can come sit over here with me if you want.
Oh, you got space? Right on top.
Break the chair.
You can lay down Daisy.
Actually, I got to take a pee-pee.
See, old Devin would have broken this chair immediately. As soon as he walked in the house, he would have jumped on me and hurt me.
He broke my skateboard one time.
I'm too old for this shit.
Yeah. You just stomped it in half.
Called you a nerd.
He didn't call me a nerd. No, it was when you lived by Devin Manta.
Go
or
piss.
Not Devin Manta.
Go piss and get back on mic. Yeah, dude. We're coming back hard with the truths. I'm toasty.
Toasty. Take your sweater off.
No, I don't mean like that. I mean in my brain.
He's so sexy.
My brain's all toasted up.
He's so toasty.
What? Feel me.
Yeah, that's how I get all the time. You're cold.
I'm like cold sweat. I have a cold clam going.
You're coasty. You're not toasty. Gross.
No, I mean
you're gross.
No, I mean I. you're a lot of ease.
You're an octopus.
Are you
or something.
I will always put the seat down before I shit. So.
Skunk Ravine, cabin in the hood.
I don't think I, well, I'm not going to say I've never forgotten, because I think I have forgotten. And it's always
That's
fun.
The thing, I've never fallen into a toilet. Like, what are all these women falling into toilets?
I don't know.
Why aren't they looking, why aren't they looking
Who
at
Who are right. these women?
All right, hold on. For
Just
real,
coming
though.
Out hot with the Jerry Seinfeld take out of the bathroom, dude. Who are these women? Toilets?
Yes. But for real, though, why do you have to put the fucking seat down?
Yo, ladies.
I have accidentally, touched my ass cheeks to the seat without
never,
the seat.
Never.
I didn't fall in the toilet, though. I was just like, ah! It was like middle of the night, gotta take a shit.
Just startled you?
Yeah, ew, ah!
just I can just slither, see him clenching just your nightgown to in the terror.
His nightgown.
A little cap. My nightcap.
Yeah, nightcap.
Like Ebenezer Scrooge.
Fuck yeah. Ebenezer Scrooge over here.
Candle and shit.
Yeah.
We don't know, dude. We don't know. Alex lives here alone. Yeah, we don't know what he's up to.
Yeah, I know.
Don't worry about what I'm up to.
I stay out here. I don't go on that.
Me and Frank are just fine, okay?
Me and Frank are just keeping it real.
Yeah.
Daisy
Frank watches out the window. Frank's my watch plant.
My guard plant. Yeah. Just I spend the night here one night, and someone comes up to the door, and I just hear him scratching on the window. I'm like, what?
Reverse horror movie.
Give me up, Frank.
Oh, thanks, Frank.
They're scared of the other people.
He's got trees on the inside.
Oh, God. Here, swoosh.
Yeah, dude. You got to put some low lights down here. So I'm like,
yeah.
How do you make it look bigger?
Yeah, a tree in there. Exactly. Just a tree branch in the sky.
Put a tank on top, though.
Why not?
Or just get a pot that's a tank.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Just like, what if you're... Well, now I'm just picturing driving around a big potted plant. Just close your eyes and picture that, man. It's pretty fun.
I didn't have to close my eyes. It does. It popped into my brain immediately. Why would I have to close my eyes to see that?
I'm really getting like a like the way I'm picturing it. It would be like that. Remember that kid's book about the worm eating the apple?
Yes.
It'd be like that style potted plant that you're driving around.
I dig it.
That's the vibe I got.
I dig it.
That's a nice pot.
We should rip that pot.
Oh, this one? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Have you ever... This is a new one. Have you ever used one of these before?
Mm-mm. I've used... What,
so,
what
so
brand?
It's...
What
it,
brand?
What?
What brand?
Peak.
Is that where
it's
you...
A puff,
used,
oh, Puffco Peak.
Puffco. I've used
Puffco.
Is that
where you, like, drink it?
Yeah, well,
yeah, you chug
don't
it.
I don't think you want to drink that. No, this is like, so, this is
that's
probably,
how it works.
I don't know.
Just teach me
like,
wrong.
I love doing old school dabs and whatnot, but like, this thing is
old
just...
Old school dabs take too long.
They do.
And they're a pain in the ass, and then sometimes
and
you
can't get them right sometimes.
It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
I hate it.
It's like...
I'm not gonna lie.
It's like gross, it's like... Yeah.
Puffco, please, like, give us a...
Yes. Puff
money. Give us money.
I think you, yeah, you can send them that.
We're
I'll
advertising.
Clip it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
send
this
us
is
money.
Actually.
Sorry. Devin, I'm listening.
Yo, but Cutco, send us money or whatever.
But also, I do have the Puffco electric blade.
What the shit?
Yeah. So like, when you get a dab, you just. Heat it up and it drops off.
I'll be
shit, son.
Science.
It's like
I like
Star Wars over here,
dude. I gotta get sober. This
I
is
like
crazy.
Yeah,
weed is cool,
dude. Forever. I said, oh, will always say
what
that
is
I will. I'm gonna smoke weed. Yeah, I never had a problem with weed.
That's medicine.
It's a medicine.
It's exactly that's the way I look at it.
My sister,
it helps my arthritis.
She survived cancer.
Yeah,
because of marijuana. So.
Yes. No, it's a great fucking plant. It's fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
So, like, even throughout, like, you know, my rehab and everything, I was always like, no, I'm gonna smoke weed again. Yeah. I need to. You know, to fight this, like, depression and fucking anxiety and all this shit.
Yeah.
You know, like, I need to. And then, it, like, you know, I started actually figuring out, like, you know, like, edibles and shit. Like, you know, how many milligrams, you know, I need to be taking to, you know, not hurt anymore and shit. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Rick Simpson oil.
My favorite.
Dude, yeah. Do you get the one with the, like, live resin?
Oh, yeah. Favorite. Absolute favorite.
Take your pick.
Uno momento, por favor.
I think there's one called Trump Breath in there.
Imagine what that smells like.
Yeah. I like them. They
No, it is. I was going to say, it, you better... Yep, yeah. That's the right, the first the one, right one. No, I think that one picked
loco.
Yeah,
loco.
Of course.
Yeah, no, this is actually a really good that one. Has to be but loco. No, this loco company, yeah, they do these 2 gram rosins, and they like they're not too badly
that's
priced.
The first one I saw.
The loco, and then I also loco. Like the
the word of the day is loco. Loco.
We're like Sesame Street.
The Peachy yeah. also Peachy. Is a skunk, very good brand.
Skunk Street.
Yeah, we're getting skunky up in here, baby.
Skunk Street.
Yeah.
Oh, this is for the chair?
I that don't is. Know.
Oh.
That's what fucking hit me on the shoulder.
Uh-huh.
I thought I was going nuts for a second.
Oh, shit.
Did you see me over here like...
No.
Around? Like an asshole?
Didn't.
You didn't see that? Oh, okay, cool. I guess it was on here.
Ah.
And like, shot it up.
Okay.
Something tapped me on the shoulder, and I was like, what the fuck?
You guys remember... Oh, wait, no, Alex. Alex
this house is haunted
dude,
by Nazis.
I can't believe, like, Alex never it's came to
Nazi
a Bonnaroo with us.
Huh?
Laundry.
I can't believe Alex never came to a Bonnaroo with us.
Oh, I thought he said to do laundry. I was like, damn, when what are we doing laundry?
You
oh,
should have seen the
you
way me and Devin used to do laundry.
Dude, we
so
used to wash
good.
Those sheets.
We used to wash
so
the
good.
Sheets.
Those dryers would dry them clothes yeah, so fast.
Yeah. Dude, I would show Nick how to, you know, dry his cum rag just right. Just the right temperature.
The master.
Unstiffen and then re-stiffen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rework
the
it.
The stiffening. Helps no. to absorb.
What are we talking about?
The stiffening.
What are we talking about now?
Porno. I don't know.
The stiffening.
Damn, that was
the
hot.
Stiffening.
Damn, did you just?
Yeah, I totally
you
just touched myself with
your
that
knee?
Fucking.
Knee?
Yeah, the electric blade. Yeah, definitely.
We were we were talking about. You were in the bathroom. We were talking about that electric lighter.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He asked if we tried it. It's not too bad.
I said, please.
It's not too bad.
I said, please don't.
It's not too bad.
No.
No, I didn't say I was going to do it to you.
Well,
I
yeah.
said we
well,
were
I mean,
mutual
I mean,
agreement.
No, just try
I
it.
Mean,
it's
we
just
we
like
have Nick over here who did light me on fire, so.
I think,
yeah.
didn't I?
We got to get
who
into that.
Who did it first?
Yeah, we get into that.
Let's I told you to do it to me.
Yeah.
Huh?
Who did it first?
What? Lit who on fire?
The no the.
Oh, Nicholas. The zapper.
Oh, that. I think I did it first, because I did it like into the cut that I had. Didn't I have a cut or something? I was like, I'll cut her.
Oh, cut her. Did it work?
No, it just hurt.
Oh.
Just yeah.
This made it worse.
Just it gave me a little no, electric burn. It. That's all. Okay, now grab
we,
the beer.
We
don't,
because
you're gonna like short the whole system out here.
Drink it while I'm doing it. Taser beer.
But keep talking. Don't stop talking. I wanna know what you're feeling. Tell me how you're feeling throughout the process. So tase yourself while drinking a beer and talk at the same time. That's what this podcast is gonna turn into slowly. Just me and Alex sitting here doing baby talk to each other while electrocuting each other.
So, you know, it's funny we're talking about electricity is because I'm currently installing a new
hey,
chandelier.
You said currently.
Hey!
Sorry.
Yeah,
dad joke.
Did that shit on purpose, man.
Dad joke.
Maybe.
Yep, been waiting to bust that one out. The reason I brought up electricity...
No, dude, so...
You're currently doing what? With electricity.
I'm installing a chandelier and a new ceiling fan.
Sexy.
Combined? He's like, you're not going to electrocute yourself, right? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I got this. But...
Did Did you electrocute yourself?
No.
Oh. I thought that's exactly where this story was going.
No, no. I've actually never zapped myself. So
now I'm going to hang myself with this cord.
Yeah, no shit.
You better dude. Yeah, don't go home. Don't be trying to do home improvements bragging about how you've never been electrocuted. Oh.
Yeah.
So I make sure all power off is in my house before I start fucking with electricity. Dude.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm like, hey, Lizzie, tell me when this turns off.
Yeah.
Because, like, nothing is. Oh, no. Here, I'm going to show you how to smoke this.
I go straight downstairs and I hit the main power.
Three or four. All right. Five.
So this is the second to lowest level. And it's.
Doesn't it vibrate?
When it's ready. Yeah. And you don't hit it hard, you just smooth. And you can move that. Joystick at the top. Yeah. Airflow.
I feel like I'm masturbating a weed machine. You gotta rub the clit.
The fucking flashlight of weed smoking.
You gotta rub the clit just right, dude. Oh, I like that.
Isn't cool. That cool?
Oh, I like that.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, you come so fast with these.
These get you off, bro.
No, and the cool thing is, watch this.
I'm trying to farm Alex coming noises now.
You can take this out like this. And I have a...
I'll get the gaps.
You can put this... I have a, like... like an attachment for my rig.
He paused.
That's a good way to just throw the brakes on a conversation, dude.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
Oh, fuck. I love you guys.
Oh, shit.
That's good.
Yeah, dude. That's
good. All right. Continue, good sir.
Well, I've always loved Sherlock, so
yeah,
I've
Sherlock's always loved cool. Sherlock.
No, they're awesome.
Yeah, they're about
growing up.
Sitting around pondering.
One of my friends had a dad who smoked pipes, and I was always like, "That's cool."
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it just looked cool, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
definitely.
He was just like,
just having it in the mouth,
yeah.
Just hanging out.
I don't know. I mean, I just like really like smoking weed out of them.
Just get
like,
a conversation and start pointing
at you.
Yeah, use it to make points and shit. Like, you know, that fucking son of a bitch.
And then when they like tap it.
Yeah. Man, should I start? Maybe I should get into pipes.
Probably.
Pipe aficionado.
Dude, it's crazy how expensive, how much money those things fucking cost.
Have a pipe behind you, though. Like, so the, what's that?
fucking glass pieces, dude. Like,
what's that?
Like
what's
rigs.
That?
Like,
what's
that? Like how expensive rigs can get. Like,
oh,
it's just crazy. You smoke weed out of this thing, but it's art, too.
Well, yeah.
To pods. I mean,
life is
fucking
an art,
stoner
bro.
Culture, dude. We need
which
it. Don't let it
life
die.
Is an art.
You want to go dark or you want to go light? Alex. You want to go dark or light?
I can go either way.
Well, once you go...
I ain't scared. Mm-hmm. Once you go black, you don't go back? Is that what you're going to say?
Maybe. I like the pink bag.
Oh, I thought you meant like...
I meant which one did you want to smoke about?
I thought you meant like in conversation.
In conversation?
I mean,
what's a conversation?
I thought you meant like, do you want to go... dark or light, like
oh, like
do we want to talk about?
You
want to
talk about some dark?
Shit?
Oh,
talk about some dark twisted shit.
I was like, I don't know, man. What do you got?
Let's get twisted.
Like, what do you got, bro?
Yeah, let's get. Wicked.
I was curious on that. I didn't know you were getting it on that.
We're gonna let you on fire.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we want to get dark. My best friend lit me on fire.
I thought you were just going to bust out your jar of skin bacon.
Oh, no. Fuck well, that shit.
Look what I found.
Save my dog, but, dude, at least.
That whole shit was so fucked up, though.
Skin bacon.
Yes, so dude. Third degree burn.
So stupid. Ah, yeah. And we had to run around because Ashley's fucking grandma. Yeah. Dude, fuck that. Like, you fuck that.
Bitch.
You're talking about.
But, and remember, Chrissy broke the fucking fence.
Oh, yeah.
She tried to jump
I'll
over.
I'll never forget that.
I'm not going to say names, but I know who you're talking about. So good.
Huh? You don't know nothing. What we're talking about?
Nothing.
Or
no. I have to work for certain people.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I work for Scotty.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
So, please don't put this.
What?
You can put the other
Devin
part.
Getting lit on fire or what?
Yeah, but.
Or that you work for him.
What about it? I don't know. I don't have any hard feelings about it or anything.
Yeah. Huh?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, it's all good.
It's something that fucked up that happened. I mean, but we were fucking. That's.
I don't know.
I have no hard feelings about that.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. No. I just knew. I knew we would just look back at it and fucking laugh. But no. No. The thing was that Nick.
We'll just say Scotty.
Oh.
Keep that, Scotty.
Yeah.
Not the sergeant.
Dude, come
but...
on. It's my fucking job.
I didn't say anything about anything, dude. Hey,
you calm down.
But the two fuckers that came to the hospital with me and just laughed the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck
you were
it.
Foo-fooing around.
Who was it? Christine and Nick?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Christine and Nick. And the thing was, that pissed me off even more is that I hadn't even gotten fucked up yet. Mm-hmm. I had just gotten there. I hadn't even had a fucking.
You just had to make your entrance.
I hadn't even smoked any weed. I just got off work. I hadn't smoked any weed. I hadn't fucking had anything to drink. And like, then the shit happened, and then I had to fucking run around the fucking neighborhood.
On fire.
Mm.
On fire.
That shit stunk.
Well, so what? You showed up and just started lighting your shirt on fire.
Yes.
And running around.
Yeah. No, because I, yeah. No, I was sprayed with Axe.
Yeah.
Like, I was so dumb. Like,
yes,
I don't know why.
Dude,
but, you know. But
fire,
like, you
yeah.
know, it was all that, like, stupid jackass shit, you know? Like it was. It was just stupid, like, shenanigans. Like,
first, CKY?
Yeah, yeah.
CKY was first.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. CKY all the way. Fuck
I
it.
Had that DVD.
I have all of them.
Assholes.
Do you remember? Do you remember when we went and saw CKY in Chicago at the House of Blues?
Yeah, with Nick and Nick.
Yeah,
yeah.
That was the first time that. R.I.P. Man. But yeah, man, I just remember like we were in like. The middle of like the show and like
yeah, I was at the House of Blues.
Yeah,
and the floor.
Yeah,
was fucking like giving
bouncing,
like, dude.
It
was nuts.
It always does that.
But around that time, it was like something had happened where at like a music hall, a fucking floor collapsed.
Yes, yeah.
Like
yeah.
And it happened recently, and like hundreds of people got injured.
Yes, I forgot about that.
It was like
you're
a reason,
right.
So I was like, here we go.
Yeah. And then this guy just out of nowhere just fucking grabs me and just like starts choking me. And Boudreaux saw it and just came from behind, dude, and just fucking jacked this dude in the face. And dude, and we got this huge fight and shit. Didn't they like stop?
So he got aggressive on you, I think.
Yeah, he like
Boudreaux,
I wasn't even Boudreaux doing
like
it.
Stopped him. I was like, dude, like,
yeah,
just fucking stop, chill out. Like,
yeah.
Chill out. He tried to, like, calm the situation down, and then the guy was like, okay. And because I was standing right next to him at that point.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, okay. And they both, like, turned to watch the show, and then the guy, like, grabbed
him
by the back of the neck.
Yep.
He grabbed Boudreaux.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he grabbed Boudreaux by the back of the neck and, like, slapped him in the back of the neck and, like, grabbed onto him. And Boudreaux just,
I do remember this.
Threw his arm off.
Yeah.
Pushed him into the crowd.
Yeah.
And when the crowd pushed back, he just fucking decked him. and like dropped him.
Yeah.
And then yeah, him and Nick just start kicking the shit out of him. And yeah. Stomping on him. And then security ran up and broke it up.
Yeah.
And we were just like, yeah, this guy just attacked us, and they kicked
no,
him out.
he grabbed me.
He did that with I saw him grab Boudreaux like that.
No, Boudreaux like came up and saved me.
Oh.
Yeah, dude. This guy was about to like fuck me up.
Yeah, and then we saw him after the show.
Yeah. We were sitting outside. Yeah. He was sitting outside.
He was sitting on the curb outside, yeah. Like bleeding from his ears and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he we were sitting there chilling.
He stumbled up to us and looked at us, stopped the show.
And just looked away and like stumbled away.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But they like the security obviously know like realized that he was like the one and
yeah,
like,
during the show they were like, knock that pussy fight off.
Yeah.
Cause we were like second or third row.
Yeah.
Like,
we were up front, yep. Yeah.
Back in the mid 09s or
no.
Nose?
Oh, nose.
No. 09? No. Yeah, it had to have been like 04. Yeah, dude.
Early.
Yeah,
early,
no,
early
that was high school. That wasn't like after like I moved up to Kalamazoo and shit.
No, oh, dude. I don't know why it keeps like. I know why.
Because groundwater.
I mean, I know.
Because of the government.
I know why it's doing it. I know why it's freaking me out, but I'm just never ready for it. I just keep thinking it's.
It's what she said.
Well, I just thought you were going to start playing music. I'm like, what are you doing? It just sounded like a beat was kicking in for a second. All right. Let's pick this up next week. Bye.
Bye.
What?